Ireland.
What?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Uh-huh. You know, Irish potatoes.
Oh, Irish potatoes. Uh-huh.
Okay, what about, how about how far would you say it is from here to Chancellor?
Chancellor?
Uh-huh.
About 7 miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, well, I don't know.
I don't know where I go or not.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seems...
not doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if somebody asked you to go somewhere without your wife and you didn't want to, you might say, well, I won't go.
Unless she can go.
Mm-hmm. Or what about if... what about let's say if you ask your son to help you out in the yard, but he didn't, you might say, well, he went off playing.
Instead of helping me.
Okay. Or what about if you know a fella, he's a very funny fella, and you like him since he's so funny, and somebody asks you, well, why do you like him? You say, well, I like him.
Oh, it's a sociable.
Okay. What about if somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he did what? If somebody becomes a member, he
joined the church.
Uh-huh. And when you're in church, you go to church to pray to...
pray to heaven or...
or the being you pray to...
when you pray to go to heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the being, the person that you pray to is...
or the person you're praying to.
Yeah, that's...
you well, pray that's to the Lord.
Yeah, or God. Or
God.
Okay. What about when you go to church, you go to hear the preacher preach a...
sermon.
And one man might say, well, I don't particularly care anything about the sermon. I just go to hear the...
preacher.
Uh-huh. Or,
and the gospel or something mm-hmm. kind.
And the choir sings.
Choir singing.
They make what? You say the choir makes
music.
Pretty music. Okay. Well, what about if you went outside at the end of the day and looked at the sunset, you might say, my goodness, that sunset was just...
pretty.
Mm-hmm. Or beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if you were on the way to church, but you had a flat tire and you had to change it, you might say, well, by the time I get this thing changed, church will
church
be...
church can be over.
Okay. All right. Who would you say is the enemy and the opposite of God? That's the...
the enemy and the opposite of God, the devil.
The devil. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the devil called anything else?
Well, I just always heard called the devil.
The devil, uh-huh. What do you call these things that, you know, people sometimes think they see them around the graveyard?
They're, tombstone.
Well, these no. are, you know, they think they see them.
I know what to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't think.
Mm-hmm. You call them ghosts?
Ghosts.
Have you ever heard ghosts call anything else?
Well, I don't know. Ghost and I.
You ever heard people call them haints?
Haints.
Well, what about
I just can't think.
Well, that's okay. What about if somebody died real mysteriously in a house and people were scared to go in the house, you'd say that's what kind
that's
of house?
That's how it's haunted.
Uh-huh. What about if you had a choice to do something, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd...
rather not.
Rather not, okay. What about if you wanted to say something stronger than just yes to somebody, what might you say? Instead of yes, I'll do that, you might say, well...
I'll do my best.
Or maybe certainly I'll do that?
Certainly.
Okay. Well, what about if...